kidney stones. We're going to talk today about pain management, prevention of them, and taking a proactive approach, especially either you're passing them or if you feel an onset of them, how you might can help that. I'm Elizabeth Morgan at the Demeline Soap Herb Shop. I am an actively practicing herbalist for over 20 years, and I think this information will be beneficial to you. So let's get into it. When we're dealing with kidney stones, a lot of times when we end up going to the doctor, they may issue something like Flomax. It's also known as Tamsulin, and aka Flomax is generally what they issue. Now, the reason why this can be beneficial to you, it can take up to 48 hours, but what it does is it expands the cells in the uterine wall and gets that canal open so that the kidney stone can pass really quickly. A lot of times they will recommend that we take ibuprofen or Motrin and or Tylenol. And the reason why is not so much just for the pain, but also to take down inflammation. And when we relax those muscles, those stones will pass a lot easier. But I'm going to give you some remedies that you can take a proactive approach, as well as dietary things that you can make changes to or be aware of, so that if you commonly get kidney stones or you're actually actively trying to ease the pain and move to kidney stones, this will benefit you. Now, first of all, let me tell you, I'm definitely from the South. You can tell by the way I talk. But and a lot of times you will see in the list of the foods and things that they recommend or even the drinks they recommend what is commonplace. And I'm going to explain to you why they list those particular foods and or drinks and how you can monitor it and be aware of it and how it's affecting your body and causing these kidney stones and their onset. And that way you can go ahead and take a proactive approach to keeping them at bay and even passing them and easing the pain. They will also recommend heating pad, and you can do hot water bottle. And so we'll talk about those things a little bit further. So first let's dive into what might be causing the kidney stones and why these certain foods are told to you not to eat or stay away from. They will say things like peanuts, smoked and cured meats, processed meats, frozen pizzas, any kind of frozen dinners, rhubarb, spinach, nuts, beets are even named as well, and sweet tea. So the reason why they tell you this is, let me break it down this way. Whenever you're dealing with red meats or something like tuna, sardines, rhubarb, beets, not only are they high in protein, they will cause calcium to gather. So anytime you're eating foods that are high in protein, that is why they're telling you to stay away from those foods. The other reason why they're telling you that is they're high in salt. The way to preserve that food and bring it to market is there's a lot of salt involved in preserving that. So frozen dinners like frozen pizzas, Hot Pockets, and even canned foods like ravioli, spaghetti, manwich, all of these things are really, really high in salt. So you have to be mindful of that. And I'm going to tell you how you can keep an eye on that. Whenever you're eating any kind of like viney sausages, sardines and tuna are high in protein. They even tell you spinach, rhubarb, and beets. Well, that is because spinach is really, really high in protein, and also rhubarb and beets. So when you're treating a kidney stone or onset of one, or you're trying to prevent it, you need to be able to monitor how much of that intake you're having. And the best thing is try to wean yourself off of as much meats, red meats, as you possibly can, and watch your intake on that because you're more susceptible. Now, some preventive things that you can do is not only watch that, but watch your salt intake. So here's the salt. Most of your canned foods that you buy in the grocery store are preserved with salt. So that falls under ravioli, canned lasagna, meat, you know, manwich, and things like that. Then you got processed meats, and they are extremely high in salt, but also they have a little bit of protein base to them, and they can cause clogging and cause that calcium to calcimate into your body, and it can't pass, and it turns into these rigid spike drawn calcium little rocks in our body. So what we can do to help with that situation. One, reduce the sodium intake. So monitor your sodium intake. Be a label reader. Look and read the label. And try to get your salt intake to less than 2,300 milligrams. And if you are really bad to get kidney stones and have them occurring a great deal, try to get your salt intake down to 1,500 milligrams. Now, I'm going to let you Google search that and just type that in so that you can get the table that will tell you exactly what that chart reads, how much equivalates, you know, the conversion chart will come up, how much is 2,300 milligrams of salt, how much is 1,500 milligrams of salt. That's your way of being proactive and reading the labels and making sure that you're staying under that amount and staying in that chart, trying to get it down to 1,500 milligrams. Also, swap out your table salt. Go ahead and swap out your table salt to only using sea salt. And you can purchase sea salt that is iodine fortified. So that won't be a problem. And we get a lot of iodine in our foods, especially if you do eat, say, spinach or sushi or anything that comes from the sea. You're going to get your iodine in that. And you might want to just be mindful to, during that time, if you are real susceptible to getting kidney stones or their onset, staying away from those things. Canned sardines, viney weenies, tuna, artichoke, you know, don't have anchovies on your pizza and don't use or eat anything with anchovies. And then during that time, if the season is in for rhubarb and beets, a lot of times we eat and consume more of that during the seasons when that is coming in. We're in spring right now, and so we're soon to be getting our root vegetables. And just be aware of that. If you are more susceptible to kidney stones, maybe lessen your meat intake and be focused more on the beets and rhubarb and enjoying those in your spinach leaves always. Spinach is really, really high in protein. It's 43% protein. So that's why they tell you, because kidney stones are associated with high levels of protein. And then the salt makes it worse because it calcimates in our body. But remember, we need salts. So by changing over to sea salt, you get all the vital salts that all 12 of your vital organs require to function properly. Staying hydrated is really important. So this is where you can also look. A lot of times they will tell you, don't drink tea. What they mean is sweet tea. So let me explain. If you drink herbal teas, that is a collection of different herbs. Those are all beneficial to your body. It is a healthy intake of liquid. But if you are from the South like I am, where you commonly drink sweet tea, sweet teas are made by like Lipton, Tetley tea. And if you look on the box, these are orange poca leaves. Orange poca leaves have a lot of high acid in them, which is what attracts us to the flavor of that tea. And that high acid really calcimizes, no different than decalcimizing your coffee pot. So whenever you're taking in sweet tea all the time, if you elect that to be your drink, you go to a restaurant, you order sweet tea, then you're at home and you drink sweet tea, that is a large amount of just sweet tea. So you got to change the venue up. Because all of that is made with orange poca leaves, and that builds up and causes the calcium to harden, and it oxalates in our body. And there's nothing to bind to that calcium to pull it down. So you may also deal with gout and be more susceptible to get gout, and you may also have a large amount of pain from arthritis. And all those shake hands in the simple fact that the same foods that irritate those same problems are alike. High intake of nuts. When you eat a lot of nuts, nuts are a lot of protein, but they generally have a lot of salt. And that is why they affect you that way. However, you can take a peanut and cook it like a legume, and it's fine. You're getting the protein, but your body is processing in a different way because now it's gone through a chemical reaction of having been cooked. So these are the differences, and just be mindful of that, and you can monitor it and say, well, you know, I do eat a lot of that. Maybe I should try, you know, eating less or change it up, and make sure you're changing your menu really often. So what can we do to deal with the pain, be proactive in passing kidney stones, and maybe even keep them from happening? Now, when you are actively passing a kidney stone, you can use many, many things, but the one thing that you can bear in mind is if you're not diabetic or you do not take a diuretic for high blood pressure, you could also do apple cider vinegar. And that's just 1 tablespoon to 8 ounce glass of water and drink it. And you could do that a couple of times a day. That will help with the pain and it'll reduce the inflammation. And therefore, it'll almost serve as a alpha blocker to where the cells can still expand and in the walls of the uterine muscles, and that can pass through. The kidney stone can flow through by your natural urination by just keeping that going and ease the pain. Also, it will take the work as a inflammatory to take down the swelling. So you could accompany that with Motrin, which is ibuprofen, and or Tylenol to ease the pain. It's not just the pain, it's taking down the inflammation and the swelling tissues, allowing the cell walls to expand. And guess what? That stone passes through that uterine canal really, really fast. Now, the doctors will recommend and issue Flomax, which is aka Tosyline. And Tamsulin is basically is Flomax, and that's what they issue. But that's what it does. It actually expands the cell walls and opens them up and allows that flow to happen faster, thus taking down the inflammation in the surrounding tissues and in the muscles that are contracting that move that along. And it works as an alpha blocker with ibuprofen, so that reduces the pain, you don't feel it, and it passes through a lot more comfortable. Now, if the kidney stones are really, really large, sometimes we do have to go to the doctor and have a procedure to either remove it or burst it to where we can pass it through our natural urination. So some preventives that we can do along the way. You're going to love this one because it's so easy and simple. It'll just knock your socks off. You can drink lemonade or just a squeeze of a lemon peel into your water. Also, add lemon to your foods. So let's say you cook some fillets of fish. Press the lemon juice upon that. You could put it in your tall salads, things of that nature, to where you're getting that lemon juice. Citric acid is incredible in lemon because it can actually adhere like a magnet. It will pull the calcium to it and it will break the calcium down and keep you from getting kidney stones and pass it. It also slows down the overproduction as well as moving out uric acid from out of your system. That's going to help those who suffer from arthritis and gout. So we got plus, plus, plus going on there. Now, low heat heating pad. So adhere to what I'm saying. A heat pad on low heat is not for you to really truly feel the heat as much as your body is susceptible to it. It will bring down inflammation and also help with pain, reduce those muscles, and help with the passing. And you want to place that heating pad like at your stomach. You want to lay it across your stomach to where it's there at that uterine muscle and allow that swelling and inflammation to go down. You could use a hot water bottle or even warm up a towel and lie it across there. Now you could put it on your back, but try not to put it on the actual kidneys in your back. Put it, say, at the lower back, and then just that little bit of mild heat is just enough to bring down that inflammation and ease your pain and allow any kind of kidney stone to pass on through. So as a preventive, once again, remember lemon juice, lemonade, adding that to your drinks, and even if you're drinking tea, add some lemon, because what that can do is work as a magnet to draw that calcium and keep that oxalation from occurring and draw that calcium so that it passes on through your uterine canal and you just urinate and remove it. And it doesn't have an opportunity to adhere to the tissues within your kidneys and cause these kidney stones to begin with. Now, that may be a big change for some people. Some people say, well, I just don't like lemonade, or they don't think of lemonade. But a lot of restaurants now actually serve it, and fixing some fresh, you know, here in the South, that is like, well, it's a great big compliment. It's wonderful to have fresh lemonade. And it is the other change. So rather than drinking sweet teas all the time, lemonade is what some will opt to. Some people just don't even like sweet tea, but they love lemonade. And bear that in mind. So maybe you can go by and get you a slushy, a raspberry lemon slushy. Wouldn't that be delicious? The other things that we can be mindful of that you may actually see, if you Google information about kidney stones, preventing kidney stones, what causes kidney stones, and things like that, you will actually even see chocolate listed. So you'll see nuts, you'll see rhubarb, you'll see chocolate, you'll see spinach, and beets, and even tea. But they'll just say tea. To be more specific, it is basically tea that's made from orange poca leaves, not herbal teas. Those are good for you, and you should use them. And also enjoy beets and rhubarb, just in moderation. Because remember, beets and rhubarb, as well as sweet potatoes, but sweet potatoes is not mentioned in the kidney stones. I'm just throwing that out there because it falls in that root vegetable aisle, and they are good for you. They create the adaptogen hormone in your body, like guarding your heart and keeping all your organs youthful and young. So we want those adaptogens in our diet and everyday life. That is why you need to keep beets and in your diet, is because it creates an adaptogen hormone, keeping you youthful, keeping your organs youthful, and giving you more stamina to go for a longevity period of time. So you're just adding years onto your life by eating right and creating yourself these habits. Also, the sea salt is going to be one of the greatest life-changing things that you can do, is replacing all table salt with nothing but sea salt. And even purchasing your foods that say sea salt, you know, like in the can, it'll say low sodium, you know, or it'll say sea salt. Those are all good things. That's what you need to be looking for, and that's what's going to help you the most. Now, there are a lot of other things you can do. So enjoy the web link directly to my blog at dandelionsoap.com/blog, or you can actually purchase raspberry glyceride. So let me educate you about one of the items that I make at the shop that's available to you anytime for purchase. You can check out online at the website, or you can call me direct. All the information you need to that link will be in the description box, and you can find it there and go straight and purchase it and keep it in your repertoire with all of your medicines, and you always have it on hand. That is raspberry glyceride. Now, I do make that here at the shop, and it is fresh. It's triple filtered and ready to go, and it takes just a fourth of a teaspoon. So when you see that little bottle, just know there are many, many dosages in that little bottle. And you can, of course, get the larger bottle. So if you're a person that has kidney stones, enlarged prostate, deal with gout all the time, fluid buildup on the legs, knees, hips, and ankles, hand swelling, any of those things, you will benefit. And especially if you deal with arthritis, it will be your best friend. And it's raspberry glyceride. It is made from vegetable glyceride, and it's very nutritional for you. It will break down uric acid and keep it pushed and moved out of your system, and all you have to do is just regularly drink your liquids. Now, raspberry glyceride does have that strong ability, and once again, I highly recommend that you purchase that from me and keep it on hand so that you always have it. Now, I have a lot to offer. Do check out the blog at dandelionsoap.com/blog. And also check out the raspberry glyceride, which is on the remedies page. So when you go to the website, click on remedies, and you will see a raspberry glyceride displayed right there. You got two size options. You got a small and a large, and you won't regret it. Because if you deal with arthritis, you deal with gout, it will straight take care of those things. And if you commonly get kidney stones and you need pain relief or to prevent them, you can include this in your regimen, and it will be beneficial to you or anyone that you love that you think would benefit from having this in their repertoire of aids. And this will be your natural first aids that you can use and help you. I'm always available for questions. You have an opportunity to phone me directly. You can email me. You can even leave a message comment on the website. It notifies me immediately. Well, this is Elizabeth at Dandelion Soap Herb Shop, and I look forward to talking to you and getting to know you. And if you benefited from this video, let me know. Hit the thumbs up. If you happen to be listening to the podcast, also hit the thumbs up and give me a good review when you hit the website or when you listen to this podcast. Recommend it to your friends and family members who may benefit from this information as well. Until the next time, health advice or, you know, herbal remedies with your common ailments and problems. This is Elizabeth. I want you to go out, chase the moon, and have the spirit of a dandelion. Until the next one, have a good day. Bye.